A variety of industries in Brazil are planning a general strike for Thursday, the latest in a series of protests which erupted last month after a rise in bus, train, and metro ticket prices. The demonstrations grew over the high level of taxation and poor provision of social services in the country, especially in light of the large expenditures being laid out for the 2014 World Cup and 2016 Olympics. Pope Francis will be visiting Rio de Janeiro for World Youth Day later this month. The leader of the Irish delegation, Auxiliary Bishop of Down and Connor, Donald McEwen, told Charles Collins the protests will not affect the event.
This will be the first World Youth Day and first international trip of Pope Francis. Can you tell us what the sense is amongst the people you'll be leading to this trip?
Well, I had the privilege of being out in Rio last November for the preparatory meeting. Ireland was asked for two, and I said, well, if someone's got to go, I better go. So there were two of us went out. But I got a real sense of buzz out there that they recognise this is not a Western European capital or a North American capital or a Sydney. This is a city that's a teeming population that doesn't have the first world standards, as we used to refer to it. But they're really excited about this World Youth Day. And then after November, we had the election of a Latin American Pope for the first time. So I think for those small numbers that are going from Western Europe, about 175 going from Ireland. The group I'm going with is being supported by the Irish Bishops Development Organisation, TROCRA, which means mercy or compassion. And they've been going through a programme of learning about Catholic social teaching and development issues. We will then spend a week in San Paolo with Irish Holy Ghost Fathers, Spiritans, and then go together into Rio. And as in every other World Youth Day, I hope to spend my night sleeping on the floor or wherever we happen to get put up. I much prefer staying with the youth groups than staying in a hotel. Now, I have to do catechesis as well in three of the churches, and our groups are working together, the Irish ones are working together to provide animation. But I think there's a real buzz among those of us who are going. And of course, there's a Rio in Dublin event taking place at the same time. There's one in Scotland, there's one in Aylesford and Kent in England. So there's a number of European-based events as well for those who can't afford A, the time, and B, the large sums of money that are involved in travelling to Rio. But I think it's one of those wonderful worldwide events that doesn't get the attention it deserves. During the riots in Brazil 10 days ago, a fortnight ago, people talked about, oh, the World Cup's coming up next year and the Olympics in 2016. The biggest event happening is World Youth Day. 4 million young people who won't be a burden on society, will bring money into the city. But it isn't even mentioned. It's not on the horizon of the secular world. But for those who go there, I was in Madrid, I was in Cologne, I was in Toronto. It's a marvellous experience of belonging to church, of being proud of your faith. And the challenge is always when you leave the city where it's taken place, is say, the world outside is not the way it was where you were.
You mentioned you've been to these previous World Youth Days. At all those World Youth Days, there was always this sense, you said, no one knew what was going to happen. No one really had it on the horizon. But then when it happened, it just really amazed the secular world, at least in those cities. Given what has been happening in Rio and the rest of Brazil over the last couple of weeks, do you think this World Youth Day also has a chance to refocus people when it happens?
I hope it's good for Brazil. I hope it's good for Latin America. The World Youth Day is not just for rich kids from the rich world to go and see somewhere else. It's not volunteerism. This is an opportunity for the local church to celebrate its identity, to be reaffirmed in its journey of faith as a pilgrim church. It'll be a wonderful chance, please God, for people from all over Latin America, both the Spanish-speaking and the Portuguese-speaking, to come together in a real fiesta, to celebrate a God who has wonderful faith in human beings, despite the mess we make of the world, and to allow young people to discover there are so many others who perhaps at home were embarrassed about coming out about their faith, but who, once they get there, realise there are millions of us who are proud of our faith, who are happy to celebrate, who are safe with others. I mean, for example, one of our Irish journalists reported shortly after Madrid that immediately after the crowd left the airfield on the Sunday morning in Madrid, there were tabloid journalists hooking round through the rubbish looking for alcohol bottles and condoms on the assumption that 2 million young people couldn't be together without having an orgy. Of course, they found nothing. And it's that sort of a countercultural message that these are young people whose focus is not on political issues, but is on love, charity, justice, who really want to be a blessing on the world, who want to know the love of the Lord and want the Lord to be there for the healing of the world. So there are many young people, and it celebrates for them their universal bonds. And please God, for the Latin American church also will be a time of new energy as it seeks to be involved in the new evangelization in that country as well.